broadcasting live at the Get Outdoors Expo at Westworld. Open at 10 o'clock. It'll go on until 6 tonight, until 4 tomorrow. And joining us for the broadcast, as we're talking faucets, is Farnsworth Wholesale Supplies Showroom Branch Manager, J.C. Ludich. And I think your boss is listening. We got a text in here that says, my entire house and guest house, plumbing fixtures, toilets, sinks, et cetera, all came from Farnsworth. They're a great company to buy from! Exclamation point. We're going to have to check this text number that it came in from. We may be getting...
Tell me the cell number, please.
Going down the points that we had in our article, that was on, you could get it on off of our blog at rosieonthehouse.com. We'd already talked about making sure we're not buying plastic parts on the interior. What about knowing what brands to buy? We had mentioned Kohler earlier. We always love when we can push an American-made product.
Correct.
They're not the only ones, though. And how to identify a knockoff brand?
Well, I think going to an expert such as the showroom, we obviously have to warranty our products. And so when you have somebody that you can talk to and call to replace parts, things go bad. And so that the knockoff piece is, if it doesn't sound familiar, it typically is a knockoff. And the issues with the knockoffs, the styling might be the same, but the guts are not the same, and the warranty is not the same.
And finding those guts can be just...
They don't exist.
Yeah, it can be. And, you know, I was kind of dismayed a little bit when I was at the last International Builders Show in Las Vegas at the number of foreigners that were literally just going through the various showrooms and taking pictures. And I asked, what is all that about? And someone told me, they said, well, they're taking pictures of their next model that they're going to be producing and making available, you know, on the internet.
And figuring out how to make it cheaper, but you get what you pay for.
Right.
Now, you had mentioned something that was very interesting. Flipping has become very popular.
Correct.
So you may not have gone and picked this faucet out yourself, but being able to identify a cheap kitchen sink faucet may give you an indication of what that flipper's quality mindset is.
That's
and all these upsales he's trying to
that's
on
a
how
great point.
The whole home is.
Appliances
give you an
and
idea
plumbing have names on it, and it's probably the only thing in the house that has names on it. Maybe air condition, a few things. So I think it's a good indication, if you know that they're putting in quality name brand stuff, that it's a quality house. And so it is certainly something for people that are looking to buy, something to be aware of.
And those plumbing ones, quality counts in everything. But as you'd mentioned, with a pressured water supply, you know, how long is that leak? You're never home when it leaks. You're on vacation.
Correct.
You're at work. You come home, it could be hours this thing's going on, and you have no idea.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with water. The damage can be... I've seen whole houses, whole custom wood floors be ruined, hundreds of thousands of dollars just for a leaky valve. So certainly you want anything you're putting in the wall, you certainly want to be even special careful with that. So,
talking faucets here with J.C. Ludich from Ferguson and Farnsworth. I'm sorry.
Farnsworth, yes.
I apologize for that. You can join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348, broadcasting live from Westworld in Scottsdale from the Get Outdoor Expo, where we've got everything on display here for families and a lot of kids showing up. A lot of kids are showing up. They're over there at the archery range. They're over there in the boats. I see them crawling all over the four-wheel drive vehicles over there. So bring the kids out. It's a great family activity here till 4 today through 10 to 6 tomorrow.
Do you have a special secret for cleaning out this aerator? You always get that sediment after a couple of years, even with the water softener. Stuff over time will build up, and you just some of those, it seems like the more layers they have in there, the harder it is to clean them. You want that thing as simple as you possibly can for cleaning.
Correct. It depends on the faucet. Nowadays, they come out with faucets where there's a more of a plastic. It's a different kind of plastic that's easier to clean. Doesn't catch the calcium and all that. But I do recommend a softener if you're really wanting, if you're spending a lot of money on faucetry, a softener is really priceless. But yes, there is no magic solution on cleaning those aerators. I mean, it takes some time to do it.
Unscrew it, put in a cup of vinegar, and come back a week later.
That is still the process.
How many of the different removable spray heads do y'all have?
When you say removable spray,
the sink faucets that actually pull out.
That's, I'd say, 90% of the showroom is that.
They really are.
Yeah,
they're that popular.
It's that popular. I would say 9 out of every 10 faucets we sell is a pull down faucet.
Boy, and I'll tell you, when we were talking about knockoffs and the cheaper varieties of those in the cheap variety can cause tons of problem with that hose that screws to the back of the handle, as well as from the distributor body itself. Those come loose, and you don't know it's leaking.
Correct. That's why I say definitely touch and you want to touch and feel when you pull that faucet hose. You can tell if there's quality involved in that or not. I mean, the hoses are metal, as opposed to plastic, certainly something to look at.
Let's get to the calls at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you to join the conversation. I believe it's Jim on line one. Good morning.
Yes, who are you looking for?
Well, you're on the air, so it's you this time. Is it Jim?
No, my name is Ken, and here's my question. I upgraded all my faucets, three bathrooms thing, and I put in Feaster and there's that dark blue bronze, whatever that stuff is called, okay. And I want to convert the shower. I've got all Delta in the shower, and I wanted to know, Delta doesn't sell a reefer kit just to replace it to make it the dark bronze, whatever that's called, but Feaster does. Will Feaster fit on the Delta?
All right. We're having a really hard connection.
I think what he wants to know is whether he can attach a Pfister trim to a Delta valve.
Okay.
Did I understand that correctly?
That's what I got out of it. I couldn't quite hear it.
And unfortunately, the answer is no. Each valve is unique to the brand, the trim. So
if he wants to go to a Delta, talk through what it really takes to switch that out now.
Well, so what he wanted to do was go to a Pfister trim, and he would need to go into the wall, hire a professional plumber, and have them change the valves. So what I recommend is Delta Valves also works with their premium brand, which is called Brizo. And that might open up to some more styles for him to look at.
And when you say go into the wall, if it's in an ideal situation, you're not going through the shower. You're going to the back of the shower. There's a drywall.
Ideally, you don't want to cut out the tile. Yeah,
no.
You don't want to cut out the tile from the shower, but that isn't always the case.
Sometimes the showers are back to back, and then you're stuck. You've got to go through the tile, but then y'all make an expanded cover plate that could cover all that.
Yes, sir.
In the different brands and the different finishes as well. So great question. You know, you go through and you find that one particular finish and that one particular look you want. But replacing the shower valve isn't a matter of just replacing the trim on the outside.
There's more involved.
For sure. Okay. So that's a big project.
And you have to know how to solder. And you have to know how to solder without burning down or charring the wood or
the
drywall backing.
A professional plumber is who you want, or somebody that really knows what they're doing.
Especially when you're getting into those connections that are buried in back behind the wall for sure. How many of the pot fillers are y'all still selling? Are those have they stayed as popular above the ovens and the cooktops?
They are popular.
I want one.
Yeah.
when we do a kitchen remodel. Because on your biggest pot doesn't fit in the sink, and the distance from the faucet to where you've got, you know, your double sinks, that's too short to fit in, and then the sink. So our big gumbo pots, I have to drive like a hose into the kitchen sink to fill up.
Well, and I would say that the pot fillers are certainly for those people that really do a lot of cooking. They are going to remain popular. They're maybe not as trendy of a look, mm-hmm. but they are certainly useful for those people that do a lot of cooking.
And what are some of the newer things you've seen that you, as the showroom manager, you've brought in that people would be able to see?
Well, I would say that majority of what we bring in and update on the floor are finishes and styles. Those are constantly changing with the trends. And so I would say that that would be, when you come into Expressions Home Gallery, our showroom brand, you'll come in and you'll see the latest and greatest product.
What are your, quality-wise, off the top of your head, three best brands on the market?
Three best brands on the market, certainly Kohler would be right there. Delta Brizo is another great partner of ours that really stands behind their product, and Moen. Those would be the three that are well represented in our showroom. There's some other higher-end brands, Newport Brass, Hans Grohe, Roll. Those are other higher-end brands that are maybe not for everyone for the price point, but certainly quality product that they stand behind.
And the temperature preset valves for the showers?
The thermostatic valves?
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, those are popular. Certainly in
and,
the.
And what is that? Well, what's a sounds pretty self-explanatory, but.
Well, the thermostatic valve is a valve that just set the temperature. And then what you would have that goes along with that is what we call a volume control. So it's not all like your usual shower where everything is in one valve. What that allows you to do is do multiple functions. It's real popular in a master shower where you can have a hand shower, body sprays, all on different volume controls, but it all is coming out at the same temperature.
And I'm beginning to see some reports of, you know, we've always said never turn your hot water heater above about 120, 125 degrees.
Right.
But there are reports now, and particularly in areas in municipal areas like Flint, Michigan, that are having particular, that they're beginning to recommend we want your water heater up at above 140 degrees.
Right, which is near scalding.
It is, yeah. And for a kid, it would be scalding. And then you've got to regulate the temperature. If you're going to store your water at that temperature, then you've got to go to those thermostatic control valves for the shower.
And there are
faucets and everything else.
Correct, and there are Delta makes a deal where there's a thermostatic valve and a pressure balance valve in one, which have become even more popular. And I think as that trend continues, there'll be more and more of that.
See more and more of that. The upward and newest trends in plumbing, faucets, and fixtures with J.C. Lutage of Farnsworth Wholesale, the showroom branch manager. We'll talk a little bit more about how you could get into the showroom and take a look at the hundreds of faucets they have on display when we get back right after this.